What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TV Talk. After we get through TV Talk, we will be reviewing Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. But tonight, first, fanboys and fangirls, we have to talk about the second episode in Disney's, Marvel's latest series.
Have to.
Secret Invasion. Yeah, we have to.
We have to.
We have to.
Is this episode 5?
The algorithm demands it. This is episode somehow, despite
episode 5 of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Week 2 of Secret Invasion is equal to week 5 of The Last of Us. Yeah. Sure, for sure.
No.
No.
Don't even say
they're
that.
Not in quality.
I think you forgot the bit.
Hey. Tyler, I'm
we
an
thought
old
we
man.
Were on episode 5 of The Last
everything.
Of Us for like 3 episodes.
Well, that blew up in our face. Episode 2.
Promises is the name of the episode. And we get, you know, somehow even more dialoguing than in episode 1.
Are they going to promise that the show's going to get better? Get wrecked.
You know, there is... there are some good moments in this episode, and I think there's some good character work. Unfortunately, as Luke and I were talking about before, this is totally Luke's thing.
I have to go on my rants before the show, so I don't get
I'm
too
stealing,
emotional.
I'm stealing it a little bit. I'm trying to use it as a jump-off point, because I didn't have a good way of articulating it before you had brought this up. But there's good... like, conversations in this episode between characters. It just feels like none of the characters are the same characters we've come to know.
Yeah, well, there was my talking point for this whole episode.
Okay, we all agree.
And that's the...
And the most obvious one is Rhodey. There's a big conversation with Rhodey, and he threatens to carpet bomb an entire nation for a glancing look.
Yeah.
And it's one of two things. Rhodey is a Skrull, or he's not. If he's a Skrull, then it's the most obvious, hidden, whatever, ever. Or it's a completely different character than
the one we're used
than
to.
Than the one we're used to.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate because I just don't like him. And I have liked him.
I think in the past. The other problem is, too, is like, this gives them the opportunity to do exactly that. It's like, let's just make these characters unbearable, and then we'll just be like, oh, no, they were Skrulls.
Yeah.
Which, and but like
you basically give yourself the freedom to write characters however you want, which is kind of annoying, kind of a cop-out, but
yeah,
kind of feels like what they're doing.
And
if that's what they're doing, it's telegraphed so badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying to hide it.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a surprise at the end of
when Fury and Maria
was Hill Skrulls. were Skrulls. Like, that in that moment, we did have that moment of like, oh, that's why, you know, Fury was maybe a little off, but he still felt like Fury. But there was a little bit more of that, like, oh, okay, that's weird. Yeah. But like, oh,
and I can see it.
I don't get that in this series thus far. Thus far, it's just felt like red herring, red herring, red herring. Show all the Skrull things, and it's not interesting. Somehow, it's not interesting.
I think one of the worst things they did in this episode was they show all the politicians and the newscasters, and it's like, oh, what's going on in the world? And the very next scene, they're all in the room, and they all reveal themselves to be Skrulls. And it's just like, why would you do that now? Is this show supposed to be a mystery or not? Like, I should be questioning everybody like Fury is. But I'm not. I know who everybody is. Or if I don't know who they are, it's painfully obvious. Like with Rhodey, where it's just like, okay, I either don't care about you or you're a Skrull.
You're either the worst possible version of yourself now, or you're a Skrull.
Yeah. And side point to the, like, meeting with Gravik and the everybody, their little squad.
Mm-hmm.
I like Gravik. I like the dude playing him. I think he's good. I just wish he wasn't in the show yet. I think by showing us so many Skrulls, they're just killing the mystery. It's not entertaining. It's just like, oh, I wonder. Oh, there's Skrull. I wonder who. Oh, there's Skrull. It's like, what's the point of getting attached to a character? And then in episode 5, it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I trusted them.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that going to be Rhodey?
I hope not.
Like,
I hope not. I feel like they're burying that lead big time.
Yeah, they definitely are. I don't know. Like, the other character who did absolutely nothing for me in this episode, and that's, I think my problem with this episode is that characters aren't either doing interesting things or they don't feel natural, like we talked about with Rhodey. Like, Gaia is... Amelia Clark's character does nothing in this episode.
She's
so uninteresting.
Stay in the car. They may bring what's-his-nuts out here. That's it. The whole line she has in the episode. Shouldn't say anything else.
Otherwise, she's waiting outside the room.
Yeah, right? Or like, spying on someone.
Spying on someone.
Oh, and then she says the new recruit thing. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe that's the direct... I don't know. I just wish I cared more about what they were doing with her at this point. We're a third of the way in. We should be, logically, in a 6-episode thing, we should have hit our... End of Act 1. We're in Act 2 now. And we... Did we? I don't... I mean, unless they did... Unless, like, the bomb going off in Episode 1 was the end of Act 1.
The bridge...
I don't know.
Sorry, I switched to music.
That's what it feels like, though. That's what it feels like. I do want to go back to characters that I think are also not themselves. I don't think Fury acts like Fury in this episode.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think he's just Samuel Jackson.
He reacts like a little child when Talos is like, we're all here.
Yeah.
He, like, kicks him out of his train car. He's like, well, maybe we aren't really friends. Get out. I don't want to talk to you.
He just feels like a different... It feels like Samuel Jackson just being Samuel Jackson in, like, a skit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. And he's not ever... Like, I always felt like his portrayal of Fury has been good. But in this episode, I did not like it. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I feel like they've... The big reveal... Spoilers at this point, I guess, if you hadn't realized we were spoiling this. But the reveal of this episode is that he has a Skrull wife. You know, it feels like what they're trying to do is like, oh, Fury's got something to lose now. As if, like, Maria Hill and the fate of the world wasn't enough.
Fridged confirmed.
We've got to have that. And I'm not opposed to him having a relationship, but you then need to telegraph why his behavior has changed. And not just drop that in. They have 4 episodes left, so maybe they will, and I'll be okay with it by the end.
Instead, we gotta spend a lot of time to Marie Hill's mom, giving the most cliche response to "I don't even know how she died" or whatever she said.
Yeah,
the scene you see in every military thing.
I'm surprised she didn't slap him. Dare you? Okay, we could have just skipped this.
Yeah.
Her body's back. Great. She was a nothing character in the show anyway.
Not in the universe, but in the show.
Can we talk about the best scene, though?
Sure.
In the show?
Absolutely.
Which immediately was ruined for me. The scene where Olivia Colman is torturing the dude is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
She is... so mean and demented, and she's like laughing almost. I freaking loved it. I love Olivia Colman.
She's having fun,
yeah,
with this show for sure.
It's ruined though by the action scene that followed. Just terrible. It's so over choreographed and lazy at the same time. It felt like, oh, we need Olivia Colman to escape in this hole. So we're going to have our Skrull, our shape-shifting Skrulls walk into a diner and do karate. And it's just like, you could not be less creative with that. And the other part of that is Olivia Coleman closes the door and hangs a pole on some hooks. And then the door, the locks get blown and it falls out.
Yeah.
No hooks, no pole.
Just have it fall in. That would have...
Just like, what the heck? Who is making this?
Marvel.
Yeah.
They know people just eat it up. They don't even have to try anymore. They just plug their stuff into a vending machine. Whatever comes out, they're like, yeah, people will watch this and like it.
Well, thankfully, they're probably realizing now they have to try, because it's not reviewing horribly, but it's the second lowest Marvel show ever.
Yeah, it's not doing well.
It's above Iron Fist. That's all it's above.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not doing well.
It's in the 60s on Rotten Tomatoes, though, which like isn't bad.
No, not at all.
But then also, at the same time, their movies are not doing... Ant-Man did horrible box office. Nobody cared. Guardians did good, but it also had nothing to do with the MCU.
Yeah, they're in a weird place.
Yeah, weird place for Marvel right now.
They're in kind of this uncharted territory for them where people aren't gobbling it up.
I think, too, they're at the end of their quantity over quality stage. So I think it will start slowing down here soon.
Yeah, we'll need to have a full discussion on the show proper at some point about what the future of not just the MCU, but I think the future of movie budgets, you know, streaming budgets is gonna be, or what we think it will be, based on, you know, real world numbers of how much are these things making. Is streaming actually, you know, taking a bite out of it? To some degree, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming is cannibalizing the theatrical window. That's not news, but in any case, we'll have a further discussion about that at some point. It's sufficient to say, Secret Invasion has been a disappointing first two episodes for me.
last week, I said, hopefully, this is the worst episode. Last week's episode was better.
If you are enjoying Secret Invasion, please let us know. I'm curious why. And no hate, I'm not going to throw any shade your way. You know, I want to know if we're maybe just not... I feel like we're the target audience. We're people who have been with these, you know, Nick Fury. We've been with the MCU for a while. Even if you're not like a fan of Captain Marvel, like Skrulls are, it's still a pretty niche comic thing that hasn't really been like a threat in the MCU yet. And so I feel like this is a like, hey, maybe you didn't care about Ms. Marvel or Moon Knight, but like these are the MCU characters you remember from, you know, Avengers, and try it. Come try this. And at the same time, I don't feel like it's hitting the mark. So,
and I think the bigger issue when you zoom out and look at the big picture for Marvel right now, you have all the issues with Jonathan Majors and Kang and the uncertainty of that future, and now like the Skrulls, who probably could have been your second chance at a good villain, it's falling flat. And so it's like the future is starting to look really murky for Marvel.
Somehow as a whole. All of the Jonathan Major characters are Skrulls.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So like there's definitely some reason for concern moving forward.
Yeah.
I would say they are going to have to earn a lot of goodwill back.
We'll see how this finishes next week. We'll be talking about the middle chapter of this six-part series, so theoretically,
hopefully this was the worst episode.
Theoretically, they have to be putting things into high gear at this point. If you're not hitting your stride before the penultimate episode, you're in trouble. So,
I got two more to get it going.
I know.
So
it's not much. All right. Any other thoughts, or can we move on?
Move on.
Yeah, we can move on through.
All right. Well, if you're watching or listening to this after our live stream, make sure to check out our review of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny coming up now. Whoosh.